How much is it worth now? $20. Still worth $20. How much is it worth now? How much is it worth now? I've done about everything I can do to it, so it's worth still worth $20. If you don't want it, Walmart will gladly take it off your hands. It's still worth $20. And sometimes we value our lives based on how we look presented to people. Crisp edges, solid sheet, no seams. When the truth is, we've all been crumbled up. We've all been thrown down. We've all been stepped on. But nothing about life changes our value with God. How much more valuable are you with Christ inside of you? I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Come up, Christine. We will never walk into the authority of God until we realize the authority that's not just in us, but over us. Our whole system that we live in the United States, our whole culture pushes us to be over people. When the truth is, it's not important who you are over. It's important. What's important is who you're under. In all of Israel, it took a Roman centurion for Jesus to marvel. Centurion came to Jesus and said, "Jesus, my servant is sick. He's at home and he's sick." And Jesus said, "I will go and heal him." And the centurion said, Roman centurion, not even an Israelite, an outsider. He said, "I'm a man that's under authority myself. I have people that I say, go and they go. I say, come and they come. I say, do this for me and they do it for me." He said, "I'm a man under authority. I understand how this works. You don't have to go to my house. All you got to do is say the word." And Jesus marveled at him and he said, "I hadn't seen anybody with the kind of faith that you got." He wants our level of faith to be under this knowledge that we are under him. So the reason that the Roman centurion had power, the reason that the Roman centurion, that meant he was over 100 soldiers, he was over 100 men, the reason that those 100 men did everything that centurion said is because that centurion, whatever he said, it was understood he was under the authority of the Roman government. In other words, what I say, you do it because I'm backed by all of Rome. But that same centurion knew that if Jesus would say the word, it would happen because he, Jesus, whatever he said was backed by heaven. That's a different realm of power. That's a different realm of authority. That's a different place. What if the church got a hold of the authority that we have in Jesus Christ and we started walking in that? walking in that authority, walking in that power, understanding that I'm not just backed by a good idea, I'm backed by heaven because of the authority that's been vested in me. I have some authority. I can bury people. I can marry people. There is a difference. Let me report. There is a difference. A real difference. It ain't dead. But I say this thing at the end. This is something that we're supposed to say. By the authority vested in me by the state of South Carolina, I now pronounce you man and wife. Smoochy, smoochy. And it goes through because now it's legal. But what if we could say by the authority vested in me by the power and authority of heaven? Speaking things into favor. Speaking things into existence. Speaking things that are not as though they were. Can I tell you this? That you're not just here wrapping up the end of your summer. Hitting the old church time clock. You're here on purpose. God wants you to start living the life He has called you to. That is Christ inside of you. Do you want that? I want that quantum thing in my life where I realize I'm not just in this universe. I'm in this Milky Way. I'm not just in this Milky Way. I'm in this earth. I'm not just in this earth. I'm in this continent. I'm not just in this continent. I'm in this state. I'm not just in this state. I'm in this city. I'm not just in this city. I'm in this body. And I'm not just in the body. I'm in Christ. Start walking in that. Start flowing that. Hear what I'm saying right here. If you were to take you spiritually speaking and cut you open, what are you supposed to find? Christ. Spiritually speaking. Spiritually speaking, if you take Christ and you cut Him open, what were you supposed to see? You. That's a bigger reach than it sounds. But it's not as big as reach as it sounds. I said that wrong. That is not as big a reach as it sounds because He said it, but we live like that's impossible. We're not beggars in Christ. We belong to Him. He lives inside of us. To the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus. Say that's me. Just claim that. That's me. Faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined to us adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, which He made us accepted in the Beloved. So much gifting. So much He's given us. So much He's spoken over us. I believe that He looks at us and sees what we're going to be, not what we are. Will you stand to your feet right now? Will you just put your hand on your head right now? Put your hand on your own head. Say, God, touch my mind. Touch my mind, because my mind needs to be able to grasp what you've already called me. And I've let my identity be swayed by things and by circumstances. And I've let my identity be swayed by events that took place in my life. But none of those things have changed my value. God, I believe that you still see me as your child, full of purpose, full of potential. And I don't want to stop short of any of that, God. I don't want to have false finish lines in my life. I want to finish my race with you. And while I'm in this race, I want to run. I want to run. I want to run, God. I want to run. I want to run. I want to run for you, God. I believe that you're enabling me. As I put my hand on my own head and pray over myself, let my mind be renewed in Jesus' name, so that I can prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. See you.